Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.
And that's where you can get in touch with us to get you a lesson right here on the Maranatha Drive as we go through the Voice of Prophecy. It's a series of Bible study, a course, right, where you can enroll and find yourself getting a certificate at the completion of. So do get in touch with us and find yourself studying the Bible in this year 2025. We are currently in a series called Discover. That's the one we're currently studying, the course. And so we are in lesson number 22, Is God Fair? And Pastor Mkandawire is talking to us as we try to understand these matters right there. Mfundisi Mkandawire, good afternoon to you and welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Viriri. Good afternoon.
Compliments of the new year.
Amen. Thank you, and same to you.
Marvelous
stuff.
It's lovely
to speak with you in the afternoon.
Certainly.
I'm used to speaking with you in the morning.
New year, new me, right?
Amen.
So, Mfundisi, we are looking at our scripture in motion this week, this idea of cultivating resilience through faith.
You know,
resilience is this human heart's ability to suffer greatly and yet be able to grow from it, right? And we're just hoping that by the end of this week, we would have grasped some tools that our listener can be equipped with and can go into the year holding on to something. So thank you once again, Pastor, for agreeing to share this space with us and share some wisdom with us. Thank you.
Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Let's jump straight into that discussion, Pastor. Is it ever too early or perhaps even too late to say build resilience? Is this one of those you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Is there a correct time to start to say, hey, you must have done it by this age, otherwise I just forget about it?
Oh, wow. Fortunately, and praise be to God, there is not such a thing as too early or too late. And there is no correct time, but there's a best time to start.
Okay.
And scripture says the best time to start is right now. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, the Spirit is the one who actually says that today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Scripture tells us right now, today, when you hear His voice, that is the best time to start. However, it is never too late. It is never too early. Let us start right now. I like to say this because Enoch, the Bible says, was perfect at the time God took him to heaven.
Okay.
But Enoch walked with God for 300 years. We don't have that much here right now. And so as much time as we have, let us use it to build this resilience.
I like that. Today is the right time to start. And I guess it goes not just for self, but even if you perhaps others are listening who might have others under their influence and they might be wondering, maybe they've got kids, you know, when was the right time for me to start? And just say, no, even today is the right time to start, right? I guess the challenge comes through when people are struggling to balance, to say, how do you teach resilience? Like we're saying, this human... I don't know if it's a gift, Mfundisi, to be able to adapt and to endure. Where it almost suggests that there's some form of abuse that you're suffering as a person and you must somehow hold strong through it. And as a parent, you might feel like, yo, if I expose my child to such things, am I not exposing them to abuse when I can prevent it? Maybe let's address that in a different way. Can we delay the process of building resilience, you know, through these trials? Or can we even speed it up, perhaps? What would it take for us to say, no, here's a scenario that has come through. Are there things we do that can either delay or speed up our process of building this resilience?
Oh, yeah. Good question again. So if resilience is the capacity to suffer or withstand great pain and then grow from it, then certainly we can hinder this capacity by our inability to face our situations, whatever situation may be before us. And so our denial inability to face the situation
yeah.
may actually hinder the process. So can it be delayed? Yes, it can be delayed. Can it be speed up? Yes, it can be. By how we handle our situation, the attitude, the manner in which we handle the situation we're going through tells how we are when we come out of it. Take the story of Job, for example. Job suffers greatly, suffers great loss. Like, I like to say complete loss, because he loses everything. And yet he remains calm. He remains steadfast. He holds on to his integrity. When he comes out of it, God is very happy to bless him 100-fold because of how he has been during the time of his suffering. And that has built resilience in him, so much so that his attitude afterwards is such that God is even happy to give him even more blessing.
Yeah.
And so if we can hinder the process by our own inability to accept the situation, to face the situation. And so our attitude can actually hinder the process. But when we have a good attitude, when we handle it with grace, we come out of it better.
Yeah.
Because really the idea of resilience is for God to build characters out of us. Because he wants to reform his image in us so that we are perfect like Enoch was, so that God can then come take us home. Because we are not going home until we get perfect.
Yeah.
And so it is extremely important that we don't hinder the process.
And I guess that's where the argument would sometimes come through, is it not, Pastor Drew, that is it only hardships that can build character? Is it not possible to build character from good circumstances? Why do we need to go through fire? I mean, we're not gold, are we? We're not, you know, this iron ore which must be smelted first before it can present the true form of its material. You know, I don't know. Are we saying, is it sin perhaps that has become like a dross on us, that it must be melted away from us and we need this furnace experience for us to become better? Is that the argument?
So God says that, Jesus says, he came that we may have life and have it in abundance.
Amen. Amen.
That's the idea of his coming. However, we are still grappling with sin. And so to get rid of that sin, God must do everything necessary. And so what God does is only the necessary to get rid of the sin in our heart.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't enjoy taking us through crucibles. He doesn't enjoy it, because his idea is that we may have life in abundance. And so what is necessary is all that God does.
Amen. Amen.
He tells us that to every temptation, he will provide a way of escape. Meaning it will only be enough. It will be measured for the time being so that we don't undergo what is beyond us, what we cannot handle. It is only necessary that he brings so that he may get rid of the dross of sin from our hearts.
I love that. He wants to get rid of the dross of sin that exists in every human heart. Now, for this, we had touched a bit about this idea of parenting and how sometimes some might view it as abuse to allow children to go through these hardships. We call it what, tough love, I think some will call it. And actually some then use that, right? Use this argument of, or rationalize harmful situations and say it's resilience, arguing that experiencing severe adversity will give them, their loved ones or their children, an advantage in developing resilience. I don't know, or sometimes they even excuse social injustice, right? Under the guise of they are building resilience. Let them be. That's how they grow, you know? Like, hey, I don't know. Maybe speak to us, Mfulis, about this, and perhaps if there's a safety measure in putting this as a fundamental block to building resilience, or does any gun shoot as long as at the output there is this growth that is gotten out of?
I love your questions today. Oh, man. So the Bible tells us this, that God loves justice. He is a God of justice.
Okay.
Let me read a few passages. Let me read Exodus chapter 22, verse 21, and then we'll jump to Isaiah. Exodus 22, verse 21, the Bible says this. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him. for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And so the children of Israel here are forbidden from mistreating others or each other. Nor are they to oppress strangers. And so here is God expressly saying, I do not like injustice. Now, if that was not strong enough, listen to what Isaiah says in chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Bible says, woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey. And then the Bible says, and that they may rob the fatherless. Verse 3 then says, what will you do in the day of punishment?
Yeah.
And in the day of dissolution, which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? The Bible is saying, God hates injustice. He doesn't like it. And because of it, he will punish it. And so we are told to stay away from injustice. And those of us who are called by his name must promote social justice.
Okay.
Social
okay.
justice begins right in our own homes. We must protect our children. Listen, it is incumbent of every parent to offer discipline to their children.
Mm-hmm.
That is where tough love comes in.
Okay.
Only in disciplining. So we must discipline our children so that they grow up to be responsible adults. That's the reason for discipline. In the discipline, we must not be unjust to our children. And so it is no excuse to use injustice as a means to discipline your own children. It is not an excuse.
Yeah.
We are called to protect our children as parents, and we are called to protect society as leaders of society and as children who are called by the name of the Lord, because God hates injustice. And so, no, it is not an excuse to rationalize anything that is unjust in the name of building resilience. It is not God doesn't like it.
Maybe let me follow up that with something very similar, Mfundisi, but perhaps from a different perspective. And I hear you're speaking more to the perpetrator here, to say you cannot do that and expose people to injustice and say you're building resilience in them. Talk to us from the opposite end now, from the recipient, to say, when I am faced with injustice, and now you look, especially coming in from the 2025 perspective, injustice can mean many things. Our parents grew up, perhaps they would walk kilometers on end. To them, that was normal. It was not injustice. Today, you let a child walk 1 kilometer, they might treat you as an abusive parent. I want to say, Mfundisi, when you look at it, as somebody who is supposed to endure, somebody who is supposed to build resilience, and I want you to speak to the listeners, they're here now, to say, do we have what's our role? Should we suffer enduringly whatever is being thrown at us? Or when it comes to injustice, issues of abuse, there is no need to suffer, no endurance, no begezela, no hold on. You must refuse and fight against injustice. Maybe help us deal with this one so that we can silence and say, when it comes to resilience, or perhaps is it resilience is always to be built, suffer, and then you build resilience, but also deal with injustice in the midst of that. I don't know. Which one is the best approach here?
All right. So, speaking as a victim of injustice, we are not to suffer injustice at the hands of a human being.
Okay.
The Bible tells us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And so when the devil throws his arrows at me, I have nowhere to run but to the Lord.
Okay.
When a human being does that, I have the law to run to. Because we have, in our day, society has built up safeguards for its own people. And so, if a thief, for example, comes and steals from my house, and I have a suspect in mind, I ought to report the suspect.
Okay. Okay, I can't say so I'm being resilient.
I don't suffer that injustice. No. Resilience, like I said earlier, God designed resilience to be a building block for our character, so he may get rid of the dross of sin in our hearts. Yeah. That's the purpose of resilience, according to God.
Okay.
And so, if somebody steals from me unjustly, and they are stealing from me, it has nothing to do with my sin. It has nothing to do with taking away the dross from me. No. I am not to suffer that injustice. And so I must seek recourse, whatever measures are available to me, I must seek recourse so that I don't suffer that injustice. If there is no recourse available to me, then the Bible then applies. Vengeance is not yours, but the Lord's. But if there is available recourse to me, I must use it so that I don't suffer that injustice. That is how I would answer that question.
Beautifully, beautifully put, Mfundisi, and I like that.
Exactly. We ought not to suffer needlessly.
Especially if it's got nothing to do with you and sin, right? And I like how you put it across.
Exactly.
Resilience is to get rid of the dross of sin. And that's your barometer to say, how is me being beaten for cooking food, building any resilience in me? There's got nothing to do with sin. I made the food with love and someone is saying, it's not the right temperature.
True.
And they start beating on me. I can't say God is trying to help me build resilience. No.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing like that. I think
he's not.
Beautifully put, Mfundisi.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Drew.
Amen.
Any closing remarks for today's subject as we wrap up for our lesson?
You touched on something. I'd like to close on that.
Yes, sir.
You touched on something. Parents offering tough love to their children. And as a result, they use measures that are not just, so that sometimes it is because when we were children ourselves, we suffered these injustices.
True.
And so, because we came out all right, so we want to repeat these injustices on our children. I want to say that sometimes the privileges we did not have as children were as a result of not availability. Our parents didn't have those privileges. And so, they were not available. Today they are, because we parents have those privileges. Let's extend them to our children.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, resilience is not built by hardship. We are not building resilience through hardship. We are simply trying to get rid of the dross of sin.
And so we let God
allow trials and temptations so that we build character through God's trials and temptations, through tribulations that God allows. As parents, we are called upon, like the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, to provide for our children. Because if we don't, then the Bible says we are worse than unbelievers.
Certainly. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Mkandawira. Maybe as you go, I remember earlier on we had mentioned, if God can only build resilience in us by trial, by conflict, by hardship. A comment coming through on our WhatsApp line: all things are possible with God. He surely can refine our characters while we sleep. Why does he need to use this hardship? He can just say, be refined, my child, and I wake up tomorrow and I'm perfect. I'm not too sure if that
works. Unfortunately, we have a part to play. Unfortunately, we have a part to play in that refining.
Certainly.
And so it just can't be by God's word. Like, God is all powerful. He can actually do it. But we have a part to play. So that's where we come in.
Certainly. We do have a part to play, and we need to play that role.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God bless you and have a blessed afternoon.
Amen. Thank you. Blessed afternoon. I know you'll be here in the morning tomorrow. So blessed morning to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Mruti. Have an amazing day.
Amen. Thank you.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.